I like to say that vicious is as different as you could possibly be while still being me. It's very staccato. I kind of got known very quickly through my debut, The Near Witch, and then through the archive as having kind of a fluid or melodic style. And so I like to say that vicious is very much a different kind of music.
Vicious, which was released on Tuesday, has many of the elements fans of superhero comics are familiar with. Lots of action, sparse dialogue, and an intense showdown at the end. But Vicious also has some twists.
I've always been really fascinated by superhero culture, heroes versus villains, anti-heroes, those characters that exist in the gray between. And something that I really wanted to do with Vicious was explore, you know, the difference between somebody who is a hero because of their actions and somebody who is a hero because society has put that label on them. When you take away the worth of those two words, hero and villain, it's about what you're left with underneath, which is people. You're left with flawed people and their own motivations.
And when Schwab says flawed, she means flawed. Even though the main characters have superpowers, they're still ultimately human, and their imperfections shape their personalities almost more than their powers do. Take, for example, Victor Vale, the book's main character.
I liked having him as a protagonist because he was able to say, essentially, no, I'm not perfect, and here are the ways in which I'm not perfect, and I don't care about the label of it. He has a line in the book where he essentially says, if Eli, which is his antagonist in the book, the one labeled a hero, if Eli is going to be labeled a hero, does that make me a villain? And he decides he doesn't have a problem with that.
Another unique element of Vicious is that it has several timelines. There are flashbacks to the past, which add a level of mystery to the story, as readers learn both what is happening and what did happen at almost the same time.
I wanted to jump back and forth because I wanted you to not know going in what their abilities were and how they got to this point. So, I mean, I think it's almost a third of the way through the book that you find out the first ability. And so I kind of wanted that unraveling to add an element of mystery to the book and an element of tension, to be honest. We open the book with Victor and his young cohort, Sydney, digging up a body in a graveyard. And you find out that the two of them have only been together for a matter of days. Sydney's just been shot, and Victor's just broken out of jail. And so I kind of wanted to plunge you into that present and then back up in small pieces and show you how they got to that point.
In most sci-fi and fantasy novels, the rules of the real world aren't an issue. People might fly or time travel or do any number of things that science as we know it doesn't deem possible. But Schwab set out to write a superhero story that could seemingly take place in real life, with all the rules of physics still in play.
I'm that person in the world that will believe in something until it's disproven. You know, I have the eagerness to believe in things, and I'm very lucky because it's very hard to disprove things concretely. Whether I'm writing for children or adults, there's always a supernatural element. You have to have a bit of whimsy and a bit of want to believe in things. It's no fun living in a world where you don't.
Victoria Schwab will be reading from and signing copies of her novel Vicious tonight at 7 o'clock at Malaprop's bookstore in downtown Asheville. For WCQS, I'm Greta Johnson.